Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Cheryl Clausen, and she's a teller at Nishna Valley Credit Union. Good morning to you, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Well, Relay for Life is coming up really soon. June 22nd is the big day, but work goes on all year long to do fundraising, and you have a very special fundraising event going on right now. So let's talk about the, actually it's a fundraiser raffle.
Yes, we have six items that we are raffling off to raise money for Relay, the cornerstone of which is a quilt that was donated to us. It comes from Donna Carwall, who is in Doze with me, and that's how she heard about this. Her son is a doctor over in Iowa City. He's a cancer doctor. And he had a patient that he helped, and she made him this handmade quilt and gave it to him in appreciation and thanks for what he had done for her. And he, in turn, gave it to his mom. And Donna, when she found out what we were doing, that we were going to do something special for Relay, she thought that it would be really nice to have a quilt that had been made by a cancer survivor to go back and earn money for Relay for Life.
Really nice story, ties it together, and whoever wins this quilt should, I think, will really appreciate that that all ties together. Okay, you have some other neat things, too, just in case somebody says, well, a quilt isn't for me. Well, you have other choices.
Yes, we certainly do. We do have two other things that are actually handmade items. We have a set of John Deere placemats and potholders that were made by Darla Kahn. And she has donated those to us through our raffle also. And we also have a set of four seasonal table mats that are quilted, also made by Darla. And they have cover the four different holidays through the year. There's one for St. Patty's Day. There's one for Easter. There's one for Valentine's Day. And there's one for Halloween. Mm-hmm.
And really nice, she's a teller here, right? So
Darla is a sister. Okay. Darla is a sister to Donna Cook, who works in our processing department. She's our head teller.
But you know what? Now you've mentioned several connections, and those connections always are important for all of us in a lot of different ways. And in this case, to get things for your raffle. So those are all kind of quilted items, but you have some other items.
Yes, we certainly do. We thought for people who might not be interested in that type of thing, which, I mean, everybody likes everything, something different. So we also have four tickets to Adventureland. We have a $100 Visa gift card that can be used anywhere. And then we also have a personalized stepping stone that one of our other tellers, Ellen, has donated to the cause.
So now you said, in case people don't want such and such, so how does this work? You buy your tickets, and by the way, how much are the tickets?
The tickets sell for $1 a piece, or you can buy six tickets for $5. And that kind of coincides with our drawing. We have six different items. So if you want, when you come in and get your ticket, you put your name and your phone number on them, and then you have the choice to put your ticket in whichever box you want to try for.
Or you can buy, put all six in the same box.
Absolutely. If you're just interested in the quilt, put all six tickets on the in the quilt box. If you want to try, say, for the quilt and the Visa gift card, put three in each one. It's up to you how you disperse your tickets.
And these things are really nice. You may be something that you're interested in for yourself, but hey, they'd make good gifts for somebody else too. So lots of ways that you can use this variety of items. Now, this is about how many years, Cheryl, I may put you on the spot for this, but how long has Nishna Valley Credit Union sort of been going into the Relay for Life?
As far as I'm aware, I think we have been, I have actually been here almost 5 years, and we've done Relay every year. So as far as I know, we're probably at least, and I know they did it before I started working here, so I'd say probably somewhere between 7 to 10 years, probably they've been helping with Relay for Life.
Okay. And it's teamwork. It seems like everybody sort of is getting involved with this to support the Relay for Life.
Absolutely. Everybody here at work supports it. We actually, throughout the year, do fundraisers every month. We have one day a month that we can wear jeans to work. And on those days, we have to donate $5 to Relay for Life to be able to wear jeans. And so that money accumulates over the year.
Sure. How many employees do you have here?
We have 11 employees here.
Okay, so if everybody wore jeans, gee, that'd be $55 a month times 12. Yeah, that does add up. And then you've added your special fundraiser, in this case, the raffle for raising funds for Relay for Life. We've mentioned that kind of everybody get involved with this. Do you have people who go and walk that you know of?
Almost all the employees go with us on the walk, and I know several businesses in town do that. They just, it's like, and we also invite all family and friends, so sometimes Our spouses come with us. Some of the younger people we have working here, they bring their kids. And so we have kids in strollers, and we just kind of make a little party out of it that night.
Good, good. That's a good way to get everybody involved and have a good time. Somehow that's much more successful. And I think that's one of the reasons Relay for Life has been successful, because people have a good time.
Absolutely. They have so much entertainment and so much going on the relay. It's not just a bunch of people walking around the track. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of other activities to kind of keep you busy. And at the way they run it, you have to have one person from your team on the track at all times. So if I get tired of walking, Donna can go walk, and then I can go watch some of the entertainment or go get a bottle of water or something. So there's always something going on that night. Mm-hmm.
Very, very good opportunities. One of the things that we didn't mention is that the ticket sales end before June 22nd.
Yes, they do. The way Relay is coordinated, we have to turn our money in actually before the night of the walk. So we decided that we would draw for the raffle on the 15th of June, which is a week before the walk actually happens. But that way, that gives us time to total everything up and get it turned in on bank night for Relay for Life.
So be sure to stop at Nishna Valley Credit Union and get your tickets for the raffle before the 15th. Now, Cheryl, while I have you here, when I came in, I noticed that you have a whole glass case full of kids' prizes. And so we're going to not talk about Relay for Life for just a minute, because I was interested in what was in the case and why it's there.
That case is for our Mula Kids Club. We have a special account set, or people can set up a special account for their children, called the Mula Kids Club, and it's for any child from birth through age 13. And we use these prizes to promote saving. It's kind of a tool to teach the kids to save money. Every time they bring money to put in their savings accounts, then they go home with a little prize. It's not always very big, and they don't have to bring us. We ask that they do bring at least $5 to put in their account, and if they do that, then they get to go home with a little prize as well. So, kind of promotes them, or teaches them, we hope, to learn to save.
And do the kids themselves come in and do that? I mean, of course, there's some age things here, but do they come in themselves and say, here's my money for savings?
A lot of them do, yeah. Mom and Dad will bring them in the door, and then they'll say, okay, here, put your money up on the counter, or sometimes they'll even bring in bags of change, and so we have to run that through the coin counter to figure out how much they have. But they ask us, I want to put this in my account, is usually what they tell us, and then as soon as we tell them, you know, that it's going into their account, now where's my prize? And so we go over to the glass case together, and they get to pick out a prize.
Yeah. And they're little things, but hey, you don't have to have big things for a kid to get excited about that. And you know, Cheryl, if we all had done that when we were little kids, even if it was $5 a month, just think about how much money we would have.
Oh, I know. I wish I had had a bank account when I was five.
It's amazing how it adds up. So good lesson for kids. I think that's a really great thing to get in the habit. And that's really, you know, if we don't do that on a habit basis, it's like, oh, where am I going to find that money? But on a habit basis, there you go.
Absolutely. And they say that anything you do for 2 weeks in a row becomes a habit. So if you've got an extra $2, that doesn't matter. If you can teach the kids to put that in the account, it's amazing how much money they can have accumulated by the time they graduate. And then maybe we won't have to help them so much for college.
Great idea. It's good, and it's good to teach kids to have some goals there also. Okay, back to Relay for Life. Remember, it is June 22nd, and I want you to review the price of the tickets and where we get them and when's our ending date.
Okay, everyone needs to come down to the Nishna Valley Credit Union. We are located at 200 Maple Street. That's the only place you can buy tickets. So, and you don't have to be a member of the credit union. If you want to donate to Relay for Life, have a chance at these prizes, come on down. We'd be happy to sell you a ticket. They are $1 a piece, or you can buy a bundle of 6 tickets for $5. The prizes, again, include the quilt, handmade quilt by a cancer survivor, a set of 4 table mats, a set of 4 placemats with pot holders, a personalized stepping stone, a $100 Visa gift card, or 4 tickets to the Adventureland.
Great prizes, kind of suits everybody's family some way or another. So come on down to the Nishna Valley Credit Union to get your raffle tickets for the Relay for Life. We want to thank you very much, Cheryl Clausen, for visiting with us. And do remember, until next time, that Relay for Life is June 22nd.